Welcome to a new episode of the City That Never Sleeps podcast. My name is Josh, and not going to be coming in with a bunch of energy here. Just wanted to get a quick episode out. Just me talking about the Knicks recently and catching up on since the last episode, which was recorded about a week ago. The Knicks have played four more games, and I'm saying I'm not going to be coming in with a lot of energy just because it is 10:30 on Monday night, and I wanted to record after the game against the Cleveland Cavaliers yesterday when I'm recording, but I just wasn't able to. So this will hopefully come out Tuesday morning. But I just wanted to get to the games that they played recently since they played the Memphis Grizzlies, which I recorded a little recap on that. The Knicks then went into the game against the Detroit Pistons, where they absolutely dominated, like I said they should. This is a team that's one of the worst teams in the Eastern Conference, let alone the NBA, and they scored 30 points, and I believe it was Julius Randle's birthday, and he absolutely teared it up. I think he got over 30 points again. It's about a week ago now, but I believe he got just over 30 points around there, something like that. And what's crazy to me is that Randle, I remember Knicks fans on Twitter and Jonathan Macri of Knicks Film School. If you don't listen to that podcast, the Knicks podcast, it's, I love it. So go check it out. But anyway, Jonathan Macri on there just basically said, like, Julius Randle, let's just, like, celebrate with him. Give him cake in the locker room after every single game. Just make it like it's his birthday all the time. Because the way Randle played in that game, and then he comes in, and then he plays against the Milwaukee Bucks. And it's like, I get it. The Milwaukee Bucks are one of the top, if not the best NBA teams, like, out there, like, in the NBA. And the Knicks, I think, held their ground, like, pretty well. I thought they played up to, you know, standards that they've set so far this season. And I think they lived up to them, if not exceeded those standards in this game against the Bucks. They only lost 109-103, although they could have won that game. And if they really put their minds in, if Jalen Brunson was able to freaking finish, which, you know, down to the end, we're still missing that one guy. We're missing that Donovan Mitchell, who just played recently and beat, by the way. But we're still missing that one guy. And in this case, Jalen Brunson is just not that one guy. He can lead us down the stretch, but he cannot finish games. And the Knicks are still missing that. And I wanted to hop on here after the Bucks game, you know, but I didn't, and now I'm here. So it's a little late to talk about this now, but it's just annoying that Randle comes in and he absolutely dominates, hitting most of his shots against the on Tuesday against the Pistons. The Knicks play back-to-back, and on Wednesday he's, like, nowhere to be found. I mean, the Knicks come home from Detroit, and I do not find him on the floor, really. He did not. Let me see if I can pull up the exact numbers for Julius Randle here. Yeah, he only had 18 points in almost 40 minutes, which is not Julius Randle standards. And I'm not saying he's a bad player, but I am saying that it's just weird how inconsistent he is. And after he drops, like, one of his best games of the season, he comes in against this game against the Bucks when we're going to need him if we're trying to compete and win this game. And we just don't end up doing that. So then the Knicks go on to lose two in a row as they drop an absolute trash performance against the Dallas Mavericks on Saturday, a team that I thought they would be able to compete against. You know, the Dallas Mavericks have been playing, honestly, Knicks level, if you want to call it that way, so far this season, but they do lose 121-100, and really no one standing out for the team besides Randle. I mean, 24 points in 30 minutes. You have quickly getting 23 points in 30 minutes as well, but just the Knicks not being able to bring together anything and getting, you know, you look at the third quarter, and that's just disgraceful. 41-15, the New York Knicks were outscored in quarter number three. They evened it up back again in the fourth, but just they kept it, I guess you could say, somewhat close. And they were up at the end of the first quarter, and they kept it close until halftime. 41-15, over 40 points scored in the third quarter by the Dallas Mavericks. The defense, man, it was terrible in that third quarter, and we were not able to hold the Dallas Mavericks less than 40 points, over 40 points in the third quarter. I'm repeating it a third time or a fourth time, whatever it is. I'm sorry. And then you go to this game against the Cavs, and that's really what I'm here. I'm here to talk about this game against the Cavs. The Knicks holding the Cavs, who are, again, one of the best teams in the NBA, one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference, are now 15-9. Hold them to just over 80 points in this game. it's hard to come to words with how inconsistent this Knicks team has been. You have Julius Randle. He scores 30-plus points, comes back, scores barely over 15. You have the New York Knicks defense that allows 40-plus points to a team in the third quarter, comes back, allows 80 points in the entire game. So the Dallas Mavericks scored 40 points, 41 points in a single quarter in that third quarter. Double that, that was the total amount, you know, it would be just under the total amount that the Cleveland Cavaliers scored in this entire game. The Knicks held the Cavs to 16 in the first quarter, 27 in the second, only 20 in the third, and the Cavs only had 18 points again in the fourth. So it was they held them to 16, 27, 30, 18. Only 18 points in the fourth quarter. And it wasn't like the Knicks was a high-scoring offense. They only had 92. They are now 11-13. But I just want to say an absolute defensive masterclass by Tom Thibodeau and this Knicks team, really showing and giving it their all. Julius Randle, not crazy in the points department, had 18 points, 9 rebounds in 35 minutes. RJ Barrett with 15 points, 8 rebounds in 31 minutes. Jalen Brunson showing off a little bit, 23 points, the highest score for the New York Knicks, 23 points in 32 minutes. And I think this was Isaiah Hartenstein's game. Coming off the bench, it was his game where he really shined as a Knick. You know, I think he got a putback here and there. He did end up with 10 points and 9 rebounds, so almost a double-double. If he got one more rebound in there, he would have gotten to that point. I think it was also just, it was the Knicks defense rallying around, but then it was the bench and the starters just getting points when they needed to. When the Knicks needed to score, they got those points, and they were sharing the ball well. And you can tell with over, they had 4, 5 players over double digits. When any NBA team has 5 players scoring double digits, that normally would indicate a win, unless, you know, you have teams going into the 120s to and beyond in points-wise. But, I mean, with the Knicks getting 92 points and having 5 players score double digits, that just really shows a full team effort. And that's why I wanted to hop on the mic, really, to talk about this Cavs game, because I was very excited about this team. And if we want to go anywhere, if we want to have some sort of try and have a run in the playoffs, that's how you do it. That is really how you do it. And we got Morgan news because the New York Knicks' very own Jericho Sims, center for the team, he was recalled by the Knicks on Monday. He did play for the Westchester Knicks, I believe, the other day. He averaged 4.5 points over 13.6 minutes per game through the first 16 appearances of the season. But he is back now after his little G League sort of stint. And let's see what happens with Jericho Sims and how much time Tom Thibodeau wants to give him. Again, after you see a pretty good game by Isaiah Hartenstein, I don't expect him to get any less amount of minutes. Although, you know, Sims was playing, for a youngster, was playing a sort of significant amount of time. The Knicks are now off for a tiny bit. I mean, since they played yesterday on Sunday, their next game is on Wednesday. So now I'm recording this again Monday night. They play in a couple days against the Atlanta Hawks at home. That's going to be a big game. You know, we're going to hear those F. Trae Young chants from the Knicks crowd. I'm sure they're going to be very wild. And we know how good Trae Young plays in Madison Square Garden when the Knicks are home, so you got to be ready for that. He loves the Garden crowd. He loves getting hyped up. He loves the environment. That game is Wednesday night against the Atlanta Hawks again. And the Hawks not playing super well. I think the Knicks will be able to kind of hold it with them. You know, Knicks now being number 10 in the division. The Hawks are number 4, but the record, it's really not super crazy. 13-11, Knicks, you flip it, 11-13. So really not super crazy there. Hawks have lost their last game trying to see if they play any other games before they go to the next. They do not. So their last game was today, actually, when I'm recording this, against the Thunder. It ended, and they actually lost to the Oklahoma City Thunder 121-114. In that game against the Thunder, DeJounte Murray put up 24, Trae Young put up 23, and Bogdanovich put up 17. Those were the top scorers for the Atlanta Hawks. The Oklahoma City Thunder are the same record as the Knicks, if that tells you anything. They are now 11-13. So, can another 11-13 team end up beating the Hawks? We'll have to wait and see, but I'm excited for this matchup. After that, it's the last game of the Knicks homestand. They were on a four-game homestand. Three out of the four have been done. One more left against the Hawks. Let's get a win there. Let's get this Knicks Garden hyped up. I feel like, you know, ever since it's really been that first-round playoff series a few years ago against the Atlanta Hawks, Trae Young has really dominated the New York Knicks in Madison Square Garden. So let's get a home win, please. Then the Knicks go on the road, and they play the Charlotte Hornets on Friday night. And that game should be pretty competitive. If anything, the Knicks, they should be doing pretty well. The Hornets have been struggling. They've lost two in a row. I hope to not see the Knicks lose that game. I think they're a better team. I think the Knicks have to take care of business. I know it's like, was it Terry? I think it's the same like type of team that they had last year, right? PJ Washington's still there. Kelly Oubre, Terry Rozier, Marcus Plumlee, I think is still their center. So I think it's basically a similar team like the Charlotte Hornets were last year. So I think the Knicks, just like the Pistons, you got to play a team that's worse than you. Yeah, the Pistons are only one game back of the Charlotte Hornets. So you're playing another poor team. We saw what the Knicks did to the Pistons. They absolutely dominated that team. They should be able to do the same thing against the Charlotte Hornets. So let's get a tough win against the Hawks. The Knicks were able to hold it, hold through the entire game with the Bucks. Almost ended up with the win if Jalen Brunson was able to finish. So let's have the Knicks and Jalen Brunson get a clutch shot, a three-pointer. Let's have the opposite point guard celebrate in his home court. Then, you know, Trae Young telling all the Knicks fans to shush, because I can already see it in my mind. Another Trae Young game-winning three, and he shushes the crowd in the Garden. Let's have Jalen Brunson hit a game-winning three, and he's putting his hands up and down, hyping the Garden up, getting them excited. That's what I want. That's what I want from Jalen Brunson, from the guy that they signed this past offseason. So again, Knicks-Hawks Wednesday night. Let's hopefully they get the win. That at least they hold in there throughout the entire game. I really don't want to deal with another tough loss, but a blowout loss to the Hawks would freaking suck, especially the rivalry of the past few years. The Hornets, let's get the job done on Friday night. I mean, this is a team that is just as bad as the Detroit Pistons, maybe a little better. The Knicks, they should be able to beat them, even though it's away. And then to end the week, the Knicks have another kind of early-ish Sunday 6 p.m. matchup against the Sacramento Kings. Okay. The Kings this year have actually not been that bad. And this is weird because, like, it's the Sacramento Kings. Like, I can't remember growing up in my history. In my history, like, what am I? I'm 17 years old. In my, I guess, time growing up as a basketball fan, them being any good. But they do have Fox. They do have Kevin Huerter. Was it Barnes and Sabonis? So they have a little team going on. And I guess Malik Monk as well, who's been there for a bit. The Sacramento Kings. So the Knicks will play them on Sunday. Honestly, I have no expectations going in. I'm interested to see how that game works out, but I'm really looking forward to this game on Wednesday. Again, I applaud the Knicks for their defensive efforts, only holding the one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference, the Cleveland Cavaliers, to only just over 80 points in this game. The Knicks get a 92-81 win against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Speaking too fast now. And they go on to play the Atlanta Hawks on Wednesday night. Let's get freaking revenge on Trae Young, man. I can't. The guy just annoys the crap out of me. And I really want to see this Knicks team win against the Hawks. I mean, this is like my rivalry. I know it's not the same, but I know my dad growing up, you know, in the 90s, it was really those finals runs, and it was the MJ and the Bulls versus the Knicks in the playoffs. I know it was just one first round series against the Hawks, but I really feel like Trae Young is kind of my, my version growing up here of, you know, what my dad had with Michael Jordan and his rivalry with the Knicks. I know it's not the same. It's just a little comparison, but that's kind of how I feel here. I do have not, it isn't a hatred. I do not like Trae Young. Hell of a good basketball player. Don't like Trae Young. And I saw a little rumor, I think on one of like the Knicks sites, maybe it was the Post or it was Posting and Toasting. And I'm not like shouting them out negatively, but they wrote an article as the Knicks are playing the Hawks coming up. Should the Knicks trade for Trae Young? Why would Trae Young want to come to the Knicks? He loves playing against them. Why would he want to join them? It doesn't make any sense. But anyway, subscribe to the City That Never Sleeps podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. To find a lot of places to listen, go to shippingstudios.com/City That Never Sleeps. Rate the podcast 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Follow us on Twitter at the City That Never Sleeps. Or at TCTNS official, excuse me. And then my Twitter handle is at joshello29. You can find all of that info in the description. Hey, I appreciate you listening to this, for me at least, late night edition, tired edition of the City That Never Sleeps podcast. And I will see you whenever I see you. But I'll see you next time. Go New York, go New York, go. And the Knicks are hardcore. And I'll tell you like this, we ain't never looked sharper. With Hubert, Bonner, Greg, and Harper, it's the Knicks, and we're back on pace. Everyone's gearing up for the championship race, and the fans are going crazy, and they're doing it for a reason. Because 94 is the Knickerbocker season. You better believe the Knicks got all that takes. We're shooting 3-pointers, and we're running fast breaks. And if your defense makes a mistake, then bam, you ain't dunks in your face. This is a team you don't want to miss. We are New York. We are the New York Knicks. Go New York, go New York, go. A swish, threes by Starks and dunks by Smith, and no rebounds. If that's the case, we put Oakley and Mace in your face. We draw charges and we set picks. We are New York, we are the New York Knicks. Say go New York, go New York, go.
Welcome to the All 80s Movies Podcast.
I'm Bill.
And I'm Jason, and this is the podcast where we talk about the blockbusters, the flops, and everything in between from one of the freshest decades for movies, the 1980s. So whether you're a brain, a jock, a valley girl, or a Jedi, we've got some 80s classics for you.
Do these movies stand the test of time? Are we discovering something new? Is there an 80s movie we're finally watching for the first time?
Join us each week as we dive into the cinematic nostalgia that inspired and influenced a generation. From the hits to the cult classics, we'll discuss our earliest memories, favorite scenes, fun facts, and our not-so-favorite movie moments, too.
It's the All 80s Movies Podcast, now available on all major streaming platforms. Please subscribe and happy listening.